God has so much to give you, so much to show you, but your nature has to be fed.
Dr. Tony Evans says too many Christians have been living on a spiritual starvation diet.
Just as our physical bodies are nourished, we spiritually ought to be nourished with the Word of God.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. There's an old saying that goes, "You are what you eat." Today, Dr. Evans explains why that's also true when it comes to your spiritual diet. Let's join him as he explains.
Anorexia is a prevalent eating disorder. It is often done by people who have a desire to stay thin or even skinny. And so what they will do in order to make sure that their physical appearance is kept up with is avoid eating often that which is nutritional. They have to ignore their body's cravings for food in order to satisfy a look that they want to maintain. Giving up often what is healthy in favor of what looks good. There is a disease called spiritual anorexia where Christians starve themselves of necessary spiritual nutrition because they want to keep looking good to the world. In a desire to stay attractive to everybody else, they often avoid food necessary for the building up of the soul and for quality spiritual health. What food is to the body, the Word of God is to the soul. If the body does not take in the right food at the right intervals, instead of growing and being healthier, it shrinks and becomes unhealthy. When a believer is not being fed right, it can lead to spiritual emaciation and can lead to that which is deleterious to their well-being. The issue that we face today is how does the new nature eat so that the new life is vibrant and healthy? Today, in our next part of the series on spiritual growth, I want to talk about Scripture, the Word of God, which is the food for your spiritual development. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 says in a very short statement, like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word, that by it you may grow in respect to salvation. Let me read it again. Like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word, that by it you may grow in respect to your salvation. Here the Apostle Peter says, if you want to grow, you gotta eat. If you want to grow, you must eat. Unfortunately today, many Christians are starving. This statement, this verse is pregnant with truth that is absolutely critical for your spiritual development. First of all, let's look at the passion involved. He says, like a newborn baby, long for the milk. Don't just want to eat. He says, want to eat like a newborn baby. Your new nature has been so designed So that just like a body demands food in order to satisfy physical hunger, the new nature demands the word in order to satisfy spiritual hunger. He says, I want you to long for it. I want you to desire it. I want you to want it like a newborn baby. Like a newborn baby. Desire the sincere milk of the word. The word sincere means pure, undiluted. It means give me the real stuff. Don't give me fake milk. Leftover milk. Give me the real stuff. God has so worked the birth process that at the time of birth, the milk flows. Isn't that marvelous? How God has worked it out in the life of a female that when the baby is born, a signal is sent within the body that the milk is time to flow. That is a divinely orchestrated synergy. Just as our physical bodies are nourished with physical food, we spiritually are to be nourished with the word of God. But the problem is that that is not the desire that most folk have. Some folks are not growing because they are satisfied with milk substitutes. Now, apples are nourishing. Apples are fruit. They're good for the digestive system. And so we're encouraged to eat an apple. But once you dip apple in candy, you now have sugar, fat, excess caloric intake. You have turned that apple into something else because you want sugar. You have to understand, watch this now, you have canceled out the nutrition of the apple by putting it in stuff it was never meant to have fellowship with. He says, I want you to desire the pure milk of the word. Don't get tricked or sucked into just looking for sugar ministry or sugar sermons or sugar Bible studies or feel good information. Don't get tricked into accepting stuff that is not pure milk, that is authentic milk. Leave the powder stuff alone. Get the stuff that was naturally provided. So some don't get the benefit because they settle for sugar substitutes. Others don't get the benefit because they don't understand how newborn babies desire. You don't see newborn babies drinking all the milk they can on Sunday. So they don't have to worry about it all week long. Last time I checked, and it has been a while. Newborn babies mess with you every 3 to 4 hours. Every 3 or 4 hours, the baby wants to eat. Baby gets up. Because its stomach says, we need something, and we need something now. And it eats regularly because a newborn baby understands that you can't store it and expect it to be there days later. Some folk think, as long as I eat well in church on Sunday, Pastor, as long as you cook a good sermon on Sunday, I can make it till next Sunday. Don't no newborn baby think like that. He says, I want you to hunger for the sincere milk of the word. Psalm 19 verses 10 to 12 says, desire the word more than gold. So he says there's to be a passion for the pure milk, not the saccharine substitutes. That raises a question then. What's milk? What is milk? Because if I'm to desire milk, I need to know what milk is that I'm supposed to be desiring in order to desire the right thing. Please notice what he doesn't tell you to desire. He doesn't tell you to desire meat. There's a distinction in the Bible between the milk of the word and the meat of the word. Those two are distinguished in the Bible. Turn with me, flip a few pages back to Hebrews chapter 5, and let's help you understand milk, this milk you're supposed to be after. These were Christians who had been saved for 30 years in the book of Hebrews, many of them. The author is getting into some deep truth here. He says in verse 11 of chapter 5 of Hebrews, concerning him, we have much to say, and it is hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. The word dull of hearing is from a Greek word that means mule-headed. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food or meat. For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is a baby. But solid food is for the mature who, because of practice, have their senses trained to discern good and evil. He says that you folks have been saved for 30 years and still only can handle milk. He says milk is for babies. Now, there is nobody I know who condemns a 1, 2, 3, 4-month-old baby for just wanting milk. It's appropriate to the age. But now when you're 30 years old and still only taking milk, you're sick. We don't say that about a baby, because that's true to a baby. We expect that. If a baby came out talking about where my steak and potatoes, we know we'd have a problem, because they're not built to receive that.
So how do we move beyond a spiritual milk diet? Dr. Evans will have the answer when he continues our message in just a moment. Today's lesson is the halfway point in Dr. Evans' current series, The Essentials of Spiritual Growth. And there's a lot more material ahead, including quite a bit of bonus content we won't have time to bring you on the air. But the good news is that the full-length versions of all 16 lessons in this giant collection are yours as our thank you gift when you make whatever contribution toward Tony's ministry God is leading you to make, large or small. Just visit TonyEvans.org, make your contribution, and request your copy of The Essentials of Spiritual Growth before time runs out. Or you can call us at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our resource team members help you. Either way, don't wait. We can only make this special offer available for a limited time. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or call us at 1-800-800-3222. Dr. Evans will be right back with more of today's lesson after this.
It's not about being stronger than anybody else. It's not about telling everyone what to do. It's not about being the alpha male. What it is to be strong, but not in your own strength. To lead, but not in the way you expect. Discover the secret to strength and influence in this unique documentary feature, Kingdom Men Rising, April 29th and 30th in theaters nationwide. Be the man God created you to be. Kingdom Men Rising, featuring Kirk Franklin, Tony Dungy, Lecrae, Tim Brown, Tony Evans, Priscilla Shire, Troy Vincent, John Kitna, and more. Coming to theaters nationwide, April 29th and 30th. Visit TonyEvans.org for more details. Kingdom Men Rising.
You know the only way you graduate to steak and potatoes? Growth. Growth has to occur for you to move from milk to what he calls solid food or meat. At a baby stage, you need milk. Milk is the foundational biblical truths of the Christian faith that has been communicated to the mind. Milk is understanding basic biblical truth. Meat is your ability to take the truth that you've learned in your mind that you may be able to repeat and pass a test on and anything else, but to turn it into the ability to live life and make decisions from a spiritual perspective. That's meat. Meat is not passing a Bible quiz. Meat is not going to seminary. Meat is not graduating from Bible college. Meat is not being able to quote more verses than your neighbor. Meat is not being able to memorize more passages than somebody else. Meat is not being able to listen to sermons all day long. Meat is when the foundation of milk has been laid so strong that when you walk out of this building and have to make decisions, choices, need to hear from God, need to understand the spiritual phenomenon that you're going through, your senses, your inner man has been trained to pick up on the heavenly channel. If you don't have cable, let me use that as an analogy, we'll call you a basic Christian. You are CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox Network saint. But now if you have cable, well, that's ESPN, that's CNN, that's USA, that's TNT. They can pick up on a signal that basic folk can't get to. They can do basic stuff, but they can't get in on stuff that's only available by satellite. Because you got to be connected to get in on that. Now, make sure you understand me. If you don't have basic, you can't get cable, because that means you don't even have a TV if you don't have basic. You got to have a TV in order to have basic, which allows you to bring in cable, because then there's something to hook it up to. But trust me, having basic Christianity and having cable Christianity, the difference is day and night, because one can pick up on stuff that other folk can never see. The goal of milk is meat. The goal of milk is not milk. So, the Bible says the natural man receives not the things of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he says, for their foolishness unto him, he can't understand it. But he says the spiritual man appraises all things because he has the mind of Christ. He has the ability to pick up on stuff. Not to move from milk to meat is to be stagnant. First of all, you have to say, okay, I'm going to desire the milk. I'm making a conscious decision to feed the new man. And I just need to know what I need to learn so that I can have the basics in my mind. But I want to get to meat because I want to mature. I want to grow. I want to graduate. So the question is, okay, I'm willing to learn and get my mind clear on the basic truths of the word. I'm going to desire that. I'm going to go after that. But I want to get to me. But you just said that I can't get from milk to meat simply by information, because information alone won't take me there. How do I use milk to get to meat so that I now have spiritual cable and can tune in on the heavenly network? Remember where we started this series? 2 Peter 3:18. Let me read that to you again. But grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and unto the day of eternity. The way you grow from milk to meat is using the word to cultivate a relationship, not merely to gain information. Let me say that again. The way you grow, I'm assuming you want milk. You're going to desire milk. You're going to learn the basic truths of Scripture. But the way you use that basic truth to get to become spiritually mature is that you make the goal of learning spiritual truth growth in a relationship with a person, not merely information about them. When God gave you your new nature, all your growth factors were built in. A baby doesn't have to go looking for growth. It's all built into its nature. It's all built into what it is. It will just grow if it just eats right. It is going to grow. Everything you need to become a spiritual adult was built into your new nature. So a lot of folk are going out looking for solutions that are in their nature. It's already built in, but because the nature hasn't grown, you're going to look for artificial solutions to that which are already in your nature. It's already built in. God has so much to give you, so much to show you, but your nature has to be fed with the milk of the word with a goal to a relationship which will transition it to meet. Now watch this. Hebrews says, you know you're growing. He says, here's how you know you're growing. You know you're growing when you're not looking to everybody else. You can get it directly from God yourself. And he says, you know you're growing because he says, when you ought to be teachers helping somebody else, you're still a student only looking to be helped by somebody else. He says, you're mature when you can cut your own meat and then feed somebody else because you got some babies to take care of yourself. If you still can't cut your meat and you're 30 years old, you may be old, but you ain't mature. He says, it's time to eat. Because the new nature demands to be fed with the milk of the word. I'm sure many of you have mothers like I did. My mother thought castor oil was a medicine for everything. Ma, I got a stomach ache. Bring the castor oil. Ma, I got a headache. Bring the castor oil. Ma, I got a hanging toenail. Bring the castor oil. You know why? She said, castor oil will fix anything. It is sufficient for whatever ails you. Well, God says about his word, you got a messed up mind? Drink it. You got a messed up heart? Drink it. You got messed up circumstances? Drink it. You got messed up attitudes? Drink it. You got messed up actions? Drink it. Why? Because it can take care of anything. It's sufficient for whatever lack is there in your life, in your heart. But what good is medicine that you don't take? What good is food that you don't eat?
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with a final thought about why we sometimes don't want to do the very things that are best for us. But first, today's lesson is part of Tony's two-volume series, The Essentials of Spiritual Growth. And remember, this giant CD collection is yours as our thank you gift for a contribution of any amount, as long as you make your request before time runs out. So don't put it off. Call us today at 1-800-800-3222 to make the arrangements. Our resource center is open around the clock to help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Or visit TonyEvans.org, where you can sign up for Tony's free weekly email devotional and find out how you can join a special group of people committed to praying for the release of the Kingdom Men Rising film we told you about earlier. You can also join us on social media and read through the Bible with Tony this year on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. This week, we're studying 1 John chapter 3. Once again, that's TonyEvans.org. Being a doer of the Word takes a kind of discipline many of us struggle with. So I hope you'll join us on Monday as Dr. Evans explains how we can find the motivation and muscle we need to develop obedience. Right now, though, he's back with this personal story to wrap up our time for today.
When the kids were small, we'd always take them home to Baltimore to see the grandparents. My mother would fix the meal and, of course, fried chicken, potato salad, green beans, cornbread, her unique iced tea, and we'd be there eating. My mother would cook some unholy vegetable. Squash. Or its cousin, okra. I hate that stuff. And they pass the squash around. Of course, I pass it on. I don't want no squash. But my mama would see me passing on. She said, boy, whenever my mama says, boy, we got a problem. She said, boy, what you doing? I said, mama, I don't want squash. My mother would then take the bowl of squash, take a spoon, and like I was 5 years old or something, start putting it in my plate for me with my kids watching. She would put more squash in my plate than I would have put it in my plate if I'd have just gone ahead and put it in my plate. And then after all that, she'd look at me and say, it's good for you. Sometimes you're going to like it, and sometimes you're not, because it's not what you want to hear at the time. But if you will drink the pure milk of the word and graduate to the meat of the word, you will discover it's good for you, because you will discover you're going to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and unto the day of eternity.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.